Good morning. Today is Monday, June the 13th, 172nd day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Dr. Mr. Eagles.
Hey, good morning, Brian. 172nd day of the new year. When does it become an old year?
Oh, when we get about December 30th, man.
Okay. Just checking that out.
You brought along somebody again.
I certainly did. Heidi Moore is with me today, and we have finished, believe it or not, you talk about time, we have finished 6 years of the Decade of Difference Initiative, and Heidi, of course, is the one who is our chief coordinator of those activities. We're here to talk about our progress, how it's, we believe, significantly helping youth and this community in general, and so we'll share some of that data with us this morning.
Our quote this morning comes from Mary Pettibone Poole in 1938. He who laughs lasts.
Well,
a little bit of a surprise there.
Yeah. You and I should probably do okay, because we seem to do a lot of laughing in these shows.
Yeah, with and about.
Indeed.
Oh, my, oh, my. Well, I suppose before we get into that, you want to spend a moment, and that's about what we have before the first break. Graduation week.
Yes.
What it means, you know, countywide, it started. The last couple of days, it started, so we're in that season.
Yeah, this is the week that most of our K-12 institutions are wrapping up, so we'll have 8th grade promotional opportunities as well as high school graduations. And if trend holds, we're going to have more graduates this year than we've had the past few years. Dropout rate is down, graduation rate is up, which is one of the statistics we're going to be talking about today.
How about enrollment rates?
Enrollment is up about 1.5 to 2% and has been the last 2 or 3 years.
So just a nice little tick.
Just a little tick up, yes.
You'd also indicated that there were a number. I wasn't really paying attention, so I don't know what remember what the number
yes.
was, but a double-digit number of folks retiring out.
That's right. At the County Office of Education this year, we recognized 19 individuals at the last week's board meeting. Representing about 430 years of service to the community, over four centuries. I always like to look at it in those terms. But we had a great group of people from all rank and file, from instructional aides to administrators have been with us a long time. And it was just really marvelous to be able to acknowledge their contributions, both inside the classroom, teachers, school psychologists, across the board.
Do they have to retire?
No.
There's not a mandatory...
No. Okay. No, there isn't a mandatory time period. What we've noticed, though...
Notice he picked up. I wasn't being facetious this time.
No, I know. what we've noticed, Brian, is that over the last few years during that economic recession, fewer and fewer people were retiring. They were pushing that off. And I think that's because they were uncertain about the economy, perhaps their spouses and their 401k programs in the private sector. Maybe those didn't do so well, so they wanted to hang around a little longer. Health benefits is a concern, so people stay involved. Employment for benefit coverages. So people have delayed their retirement. Most educators used to retire about the age of 58.
Really? That early?
Yes, and now it's approaching 62 to 63 on average.
Wow. It's 819.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Gary Eagles and Heidi Moore from the County Office of Ed. Gary, before the break, you said Decade of Difference is now 6 years old.
That's right.
You're going to have a party? You do birthday cake?
Well, I think we'll reserve that for the 10th
year. Has it enrolled yet? in public education.
Well, let's just say we're, you know, one of our areas of focus is good school attendance, and we've been attending every day.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What are the benchmarks 6 years ago that were put in place to determine whether or not this was, I guess, ROI? You know, if this was a solid return on the investment of resources, of all the resources used, how did you set up this standard?
All right. Well, I'll let Heidi kick off that one for you. Go for it, Heidi.
Great. Thank you so much. So, as you know, the overarching goal was in response to trying to help prepare our local workforce.
You don't have to stretch out that far.
Okay. Thank you very much. So it was in response to our workforce saying that they felt that there was a lack of qualified, ready, willing, capable employees entering.
Clean. Yeah. Okay.
Drug-free.
Yeah.
Entering our local workforce. And so with a lot of support from the County Office of Education, the Headwaters Fund Board, other community entities, et cetera, K-12 education, the concept of the Decade of Difference was launched, which essentially is a grow your own model, if you will, that and not that kind.
No, not that kind, Brian. As now we have a hydroponics program. I mean, yeah.
Food generation. And so the goal really was looking at a long-term investment of looking at young children, equipping them with skills, knowledge, experiences, et cetera, so that in a 10-year period of time, we might see an uptick in the quality of the workforce. And so we framed some goals, and those goals really looked at the research. And the research showed that there's a very strong correlation between reading and math proficiency at the end of third grade and future success, and particularly high school graduation rates, which we know there's a strong correlation of high school graduation rates to either success in our community and society or potential non-success. Also, we looked at our graduation rates and where were we commensurate with our state rates. And at that time, 6 years ago, we were right on par with the state at just a little above 80%. And then finally, we also know that students participating in some form of higher education, whether it be a vocational or trade school, a two-year degree, a four-year degree, or beyond, would set the stage for them having some specific skill development, therefore being better qualified employees. So we wanted to improve those local participation rates in higher education.
Military was in that also?
It is.
Okay. So as we look at that, I had a discussion. Well, I'm going to be out of town on Wednesday, so Rex and I pre-recorded. He talked about five or six people in the last couple of weeks saying they were looking for employees that could pass a drug test, who could show up on time, who could stay longer than 4 days before giving their resignation because it was too controlling. It's tough to shift a culture. So if you can't go carte blanche, how do you do it in small incremental so that you know you get two or three employers who say, hey, I finally found somebody after it didn't take as long this time. These guys get it. I mean, is it that kind of anecdotal that's also kind of folded into this?
Absolutely. We have some of our hard statistics, if you will, but there's a lot of narrative. There are a lot of stories that are coming from the students who are participating in the activities, the teachers and the families, as well as members of our community who are starting to see this, as you say, culture shift and improve.
Are the kids who are going out doing their businesses having a tough time getting kids their age to pass the test, to show up on time, to understand that work is a commitment Have you gotten any of that feedback loop yet, or is it
well, we haven't gotten
a little
that,
too early?
Yeah, we haven't seen that yet. Some of the young people that we know who have been heavily involved in our entrepreneurial activities as part of the decade are out there and have established some business enterprises. They have not communicated back that they had challenges in that regard. And I'll even point to the one young man who came out in the first place in our current Business Innovate business challenge just in the last few weeks. Here was a freshman student who had a vision for clothing production and a promotion of some concepts around that clothing production in terms of honoring students' individuality and yet at the same time promoting a particular clothing line and logo. But when he got up to do his major presentation, he recognized the three other colleagues of his who were present at the time, who helped with his demonstration of his clothing line, but also for their role in the company. He talked about one of them being particularly good at web designing, one of them particularly good at the graphic design, one helping him with the marketing along with what was, you know, for him. So he even introduced his work team already as part of that. And I congratulated him for sharing that recognition with colleagues in that process.
For remembering the others.
Yes.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30. We'll be laughing during the break, and then we'll be back.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Gary Eagles and Heidi Moore from the Decade of Difference and Franklin School and Humboldt County Office of Education. And hey, I saw an old picture here. Memorial Day, we were at the cemetery across the street from you. And it was an old picture of the school, but with the cemetery of that time before the fire station was there.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know if you've seen that
No.
or not. They've got a couple of those pictures.
Oh, that'd be excellent to see.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you'd kind of get a charge out of that just because you are as warped as I am, or vice versa.
We both are intrigued by the historical perspectives here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we both have been touched. Yes, we have.
Yeah, well, that's probably true, too.
Talk Shop presented by REDEC and by CDH Painting. Heidi, as you look at the Decade of Difference right now, as you look at some of the initiatives, some of the elements of this, the business challenges spun off of it and a bunch of the other things. Is this momentum that's developed, is this acceptance that's been created something that's still at risk?
Absolutely. We have to remain vigilant. I do have to say I'm very excited that a lot of the impact areas that were associated with the initiative, including entrepreneurship, creativity and innovation, financial literacy, college and career readiness, parent and community engagement, those in particular have been a struggle for our K-12 educators historically to know how to embrace, how to implement. There aren't a lot of curricula that were available. And so for us to be able to really support our teachers in the schools, their job, they see their job and they do it very well, of educating students in reading and writing and math and social science, et cetera. And so our ability to expand the notion of K-12 education to include these more pragmatic, real world areas, I think is definitely gaining steam, but we need to keep vigilant And we need to continue to provide support and high quality resources if we are going to see our educators really embrace and adopt over time independently these concepts that are beyond kind of their historic emphasis.
How do the kids view this? Is this like band or sports, or is this something that's kind of interwoven through all of the various classes that they take, and they're able to either they're able to extract something out, or they're given permission by somebody where they can do things a little bit differently as they're going through their junior high and high school years?
I would say, Brian, it's a little bit of both, actually. We've done a lot to try and infuse and embed into the curriculum, into the students' everyday experience. But there are some signature events and activities that are supported in the schools but enhanced outside of the schools. So, for example, you mentioned the Innovate Business Challenge competition. That's a voluntary opportunity for students. We'll go into the schools, we'll promote it, we'll provide a lot of support for the students in the schools, but those that participate actually then engage in after-school related mentorship opportunities from a whole cadre of community volunteers.
So it's kind of like science fair.
Exactly.
Sort of.
That one example of Innovate is a lot like science fair, though I would say with even a deeper community engagement component. The amount of time and expertise that our community members have supported students around understanding their target audience, understanding their price pointing strategies, their marketing, their branding, et cetera. A lot of these students that participated in Innovate engaged in over 60 hours of guided coaching and mentorship from talented individuals in our community.
Well, I hope you didn't get the goofballs guiding them.
No, that's one of the things that I am very proud about is the linkage that we have been able to create with the business community. Now, you were mentioning Science Fair. You know, it is true that we have over 150 community members that actually participate as judges every year for the Science Fair. But we now have over 400 individuals who have been trained in early literacy to provide literacy and numeracy training for young children, grades K-2, in our community. We have, as Heidi has just described to you, dozens upon dozens of business community leaders who are here, who are donating their time to the younger generation and helping to promote this innovation and entrepreneurial attitude. Because it's not that we're going to create just business owners, but we all know that when employees have a sense of being entrepreneurial, they actually make better employees for the employers that they work for, because they're constantly thinking about doing things better and more creatively. And so that spirit is important to project. And of course, it starts with our lemonade day. I mean, we're back there, you know, in the elementary grades with lemonade day, once again, where there were over 100 different locations throughout the county of kids participating in lemonade day just in the last couple of weeks. Then we do the middle school career exploration program, Crafting Up Business, and then followed up by the Innovate Business Challenge for the high school. So when you're talking about, you know, how do kids participate? Well, some of it is woven in the classroom. Some of it are activities outside, but it is all pretty much integrated in terms of what the messages that we're trying to introduce kids to and then reinforce over time.
KINS News and Information Times, 8:42. We'll be back with more from Gary and Heidi.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:40. 7. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Heidi Moore and Gary Eagles. Guys, the concept of reading and math early on, which, Gary, you indicated was one of the initial targets of this, is to pick those proficiencies up. When you look at reading and math skill sets, and then overlay computers, overlay electronics, personal electronics, are you going to be able to stop that tidal wave? Just as what Heidi had alluded to earlier, trying to stop the tidal wave of entitlement and some of the other things that the decade has been going up against and doing battle with.
I actually think it has to do with smart use of technology and weaving technology in as just a different vehicle for learning that supplements the learning going on in the classroom, and what we call integrated technology. And it isn't so much as an either or, but the word and. We are promoting reading in a whole new way in terms of the Common Core, or now called the California Core Materials. We are helping young people learn to read by very sophisticated computer integrated models that they can actually read more. We did
Does
a
that mean
project
instead of Dick and Jane.
Well, we did a project the other, a few years ago with the use of Amazon Kindles, where we actually expanded the use of reading texts. Yes, they may have read it on a Kindle, but they were reading material downloaded from the Humboldt County Library System or the net, where they actually increased their opportunity to have access to reading materials. But it was through technology. So it's not or, it's and.
What about the communication skill set? You know, these concept of somebody being dismissed, or isn't that what DIS is short for? Dismissing?
Yes.
Okay. Whether it's in the sports arena or whether it's, down Main Street, whether it's, we've seen enough violence lately. It seems like we're losing the ability to communicate. Or if you say, I don't like the color of your eyes, me taking that so personal that I go crazy.
Well, one of the thrusts that we are emphasizing in the K-12 programs these days are the terms of collaboration and problem solving and communication, along with the creativity. And there's actual methodologies that teachers are being trained in to increase the students' attention to their communication types of skills. When we talk about the business innovate, it isn't just about coming up with a product. We talk about business plans. We talk about selling and marketing and communicating your ideas, your visions, your products and services to the community. We're actually trying to help young people understand the various forms of communication and master more of them.
Well, your time is up.
Time does fly.
Yes, yes. You've communicated well, sir. Thanks for coming by, guys. Hopefully graduation week is a good one, and you all get to participate in at least 5 of them. See you tomorrow morning.